Baked Bros presents the Know Your Dose podcast. Join hosts Nadeem Alhassan and Derek Espinosa as they turn the soil on the cannabis industry. With over 10 years of combined industry experience, these two experts will deliver your dose of cannabis, psychedelics, and personal development. Follow on their journey as they aim to destigmatize cannabis, combat the abuse of pharmaceuticals, and implement their altruistic approach into the budding cannabis industry.
Derek, I have some really good news. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Free weed.
Ooh, free cannabis is the best cannabis.
You know it. So, caveat, it's not in America. It's in Sicily.
Hey, it's a win regardless.
So it's free weed for patients in Sicily. On Tuesday, Sicily's health chief, Ruggero Raza, signed a decree that will provide medical cannabis and cannabis products free of charge to Sicilian patients. Sicily is socialized healthcare, so the citizens' taxes will cover the cost. I just read that. So what is socialized healthcare? How does that play into effect?
So socialized healthcare is something that has been popular in Europe for quite some time. It has not taken hold in the U.S., so we're not going to get into the politics of socialized healthcare. But essentially, what it means is that we pay an increase in taxes, which goes to providing medical care for the citizens of that country. So that when you go to the doctor, the healthcare costs that typically you'd have to pay out of pocket or use an insurance company to pay, the state pays those for you because we all paid into the pot, and then that pot's used to, you know, no pun intended, to provide those healthcare charges. So I knew somebody that lived in, I think it was Australia, and had where they have socialized healthcare. And so they broke their arm here in the U.S. and they went to the doctor and they got the bill and they were like, what the heck, mate? You know, I can't believe how expensive your healthcare is. Cause in, you know, Australia or wherever, they didn't have to pay for that. So it's a really different system. There's a lot of debate on it, so I'm not going to get into whether it's a good or bad thing.
I was going to say,
that's a whole topic. We're just not going to open that Pandora's box.
Like, we're not talking about that.
but I think it is interesting. It's an interesting idea of getting medical cannabis free to people. Now, here's something interesting to think about. In the U.S., out of the top 10 most developed nations in the entire world, we spend the most on healthcare per capita, and we also have the worst healthcare outcomes. So, I'm not saying
contributing factors.
Well, one of the biggest things, and I'm blanking on the person I got this from, but it was somebody who studies this kind of stuff. It wasn't a, you know, just random Joe Blow. But what they were saying was when you look at the data, one thing that's really interesting that some of these other countries do. So like if you were to look at the cost associated with treating a heart attack. So I have a heart. Let's say I'm, you know, overweight and I'm not getting health care. I haven't had these lifestyle interventions. I can't afford the medicine that I should take. I have a heart attack and I go to the emergency room, right? Now, that is a crazy expensive bill, and the state is stuck with it, okay? Versus if the state just provided this person free of charge their medication that they needed to control this issue, this heart issue or whatever it was, you actually end up in the long run spending a lot less money. Now, please, I've probably butchered this, but it's something to that effect, the specifics of which I don't have in front of me, so I know I'm probably messing pieces of that up. But basically, it's like, you know, we either just let these things run rampant and then cover the charge on the back end, or we treat the problem initially, and then we end up saving ourselves in the long run. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. No, definitely.
So with cannabis and providing free cannabis, the idea would be that by providing free cannabis, we're actually going to save ourselves in incurred healthcare costs in the future.
Wow.
So,
interesting.
That's part of outside of the humanitarian.
I know Italy is they've been medical for a long time
since 1990.
That was the year I was born. Wow,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I just gave everybody my age. Anyways.
Well, let me backtrack. They doctors had the right to prescribe cannabis mm-hmm. as early as 1990, but it formally was legalized for medical in 2013.
Ah, okay.
And their military grows and distributes the nation's cannabis, which is sick.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that's your job in the military? Like what? Yeah,
I'll serve.
Yeah. Well, so what do you do for the nation? Well, you know, I grow cannabis. That's awesome.
It's fantastic. And they actually produce strains that contain two newly discovered cannabinoids, THCP and CBDP. I believe I was when this discovery came out, I was reading about it, and THCP, dude, it was something like 13 times more psychoactive than THC.
What?
Yeah. Like it was some order of magnitude where you're like, how is that real? Like that can't be right.
What
is it?
Do you know what it stands for?
I don't remember.
THCP.
Not off the top of my head. I can look it up.
And they have one Italian medical strain called FM2, and that's the strain where this THCP and CBDP come from. Do you know what the P stands for?
Yeah. So I got it right here. It's tetrahydrocannabiforol.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Well, yeah. So what does it stem from? What cannabinoid does it stem from? Do you know? Like what converts to it? Or
let's see here. It binds to CB1 receptors. It's obviously analogous to THC. Okay, so I was way off. It binds to the CB1 receptor and CB2 receptors 30 times more than THC.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I want to roll one of those up.
Yeah, that sounds very, very
so it's not that it's higher in THC, it's just that it binds better to the CB1 receptors.
Exactly. So like one way to think about it, and this is the analogy I use a lot, is when we think about spice, right? So spice was something that came onto the market where they basically took synthetic cannabinoids that they created in labs to mimic THC. They're cannabinoids, and all kinds of bad stuff started happening, mm-hmm. right? People started to have psychotic reactions, just like stuff like crazy stuff. And so it wasn't necessarily that those synthetic cannabinoids were quote-unquote bad, right? Like we tend to think about it like that, but that's not really the best way to look at it. The best way to look at it is those synthetic cannabinoids were much stronger than regular THC, and they bound to that CB1 receptor, similar to this THCP, much stronger than THC did. And the other caveat is they didn't have the other cannabinoids to balance out those effects. They didn't have the terpenes to balance out those effects. So people had horrible experiences. And you can even see this with edibles. Like you take too much of an edible, it feels really uncomfortable because you're getting way more, you know, THC binding to those receptors than you would if you were smoking. Mm-hmm. And the other thing to think about is they did this in the UK where they gave people a mix of CBD and THC 1-to-1, and people had really pleasant experiences. Then they gave them just THC on its own, and a lot of people had really negative experiences. Mm-hmm. This is why people don't really like Marinol compared to, you know, medical cannabis, because you get that entourage effect.
Dude, ratios are the bee's knees. That's the way to go.
Ratios are the bee's knees. And I'm not saying that this THCP molecule is bad or has a potential, but it is much stronger, so you would need way less of it to get the same effect as you would from THC.
Bro, I love our 5-to-1. I'm derailing, but and this is not a shameless plug. I'm being honest. Like, I love our 5-to-1 products. Like the 5-to-1 syrup, mm-hmm. it's the best.
Like our little thing on Instagram says, clear your mind.
Clear your mind.
Yeah, you get all the benefits and reduce a lot of the, you know, things that we may not necessarily want. But to backtrack to free weed in Sicily, that's really fun to say. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Do you think something like this could work in the U.S.?
I think no.
Why?
Why? Because we don't have socialized healthcare.
Because our military won't grow weed.
And our military won't grow weed. Yeah, I mean, those are some of the easiest things. Like we don't give. It's a totally different culture and a totally different. And the other thing to consider is Sicily is an island.
Mm-hmm.
Like right. It's a really small place.
That's
so something
actually
like this,
a really important factor.
You know, they don't have 350. Plus million people.
What is the population there? I'd be curious to know just
in
just
Sicily
for a reference point.
Or yeah. In Italy.
In Sicily.
Oh man, I don't know, but it, again, it's an island.
Yeah, it's
it
not
can't
the,
be
it's
that
not
much.
350 million people.
So, you know, maybe in like 100 years if we have the like some crazy changes, but like right now, I just don't see that ever
Italy kind of just like
being an option.
Threw Sicily a bone. It's like, you know what? There's only 500,000 people on the island. Just give them free weed.
Yeah.
They're on an island.
So, but the other point is that if it works, right? Like if we do studies down the road and we find that there was a massive reduction in healthcare costs associated with giving people free medical cannabis, that may open other places up to experimenting with the mm-hmm. idea. And that's why we titled this episode the way we did, Experimenting with Cannabis. This is something radical, kind of like, you know, giving cannabis to prisoners. It's like, we could debate and, you know, philosophize all we want to, but it's going to take 10, 20 years for us to really understand what the implications of that change are.
I love it, man. This is actually really cool. It's really exciting news, even though it's not in America. It's another celebration for the industry of cannabis. I think it's really cool. I think it's a step forward. I think it's an opportunity for, you know, other countries to, you know, pay attention and see how it works out. And again, another really good distinction on the population size, but it's kind of like a control.
So I just looked it up. It's 5 million.
5 million?
5 million yeah. in Sicily.
Big difference.
Huge that's difference.
That's basically the state of Arizona.
Yeah, no, even
you
know, less.
Less. There's like 7 million here. Anyways, everybody, Derek, thank you for talking and sharing. As always, I appreciate you and the words that you have to say. Everybody, you know what to do. Leave a rating and review. You can hit us up on BakeBros.com, KnowYourDosePodcast.com, Instagram, Facebook, and all the above. Have a wonderful rest of your week. We appreciate you. Goodbye. Hey, everybody. Quick disclaimer. The Know Your Dose podcast is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Let's be real, none of us are doctors. Our content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical or public health advice. Please be smart and always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Seriously, never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast. That would just be insane.